Yud Ches Min Aleph, we already went through the Mishnah and mentioned all the differences between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about things that you can do on Friday leading into Shabbos itself. Now the Gemara says, Mantan and Nisius Maim Lidio Zui Shriyasan. Who says that putting water into ink is considered their soaking, and that's considered the malacha you do? Amar Rav Yosef Rebbe, it's Rebbe Ditanya Echanosan, it's Gamel Echanosan, it's Maim. Somebody puts in flour and somebody puts in water. Achron Chayv Div Rebbe. Rebbe says that the last person is going to be Chayv because that last person is the one who did Lush. He did the Av Malacha. Rebbe Yosef Omeno Chayv Vish Yagavel. No, you're not Chayv until you actually need it together. Maybe that was only said over there by Rabbi Yossi, in that case by kemach, by flour, because it's not able to be kneaded together, right? Unless you use your hands. But by ink, which all you have to do is mix it together, you don't have to really do anything. Maybe you would be chayv even if you're the last one to put it in. We learn in a brayso about the sota water. If somebody put in the dirt and somebody else put in the water, achron chayv div Rebbe. Rebbe is the one that says you're going to be chayv. Labar, the afer is labar givel. It's not able to really be mixed in with your hands or anything like that. That guy's going to be chayv. Rebbe Yosef Rido Omer Adji Gavel. No, you have to actually need it. But on my afer offer, the bar givel. Maybe when we talk about ashes, it talks about offer. It's talking about dirt, right? Which is bar givel. Who, and that's why Rabbi Yosef says, Vatani Efer, Vatani Offer. So Gemara says, well, wait, we have two braises. One says Efer, one says Offer. It's using Midi Gavi Adali Tanya. Yeah, but they're not written by each other. So when it says Efer, it's talking about Offer, and that needs hands. And that's where Rabbi Yosef Rebbe says, Adji Gavel, you have to do Adji Gavel. But really, normally, you wouldn't have to do such a thing. So maybe Rabbi Yosef could be the author of this Mishnah as well. Two dots. Ton Ravana. Post Kimayim Ligina Erev Shabbos and Chashekum Yismalos, Vaholechas Kol Yom Kulu. Let's say you somehow open up water from a little area into a gina, into a garden. Erev Shabbos, right before dark, it smells well, and it keeps filling up all day long. You could also leave these types of spices underneath kalim in order to get a smell on top of them. Allow that to happen all Shabbos long. You could allow sulfur to go underneath the kalim. Allow that to happen all Shabbos long. You could put some type of salve on top of an ayin, and a bandage on top of a maka. Again, Erev Shabbos, right before dark, let it heal all Shabbos long. But you can't put in wheat inside a grinding mill made with water unless you'd be able to grind it and finish it off while it's still Friday. My time, I'm rabbing mishmash maskol because of the amount of noise that it makes, and that's a different issue. Not because you're doing it on Shabbos, but rather because the idea of a avshel recha, which avshel milsa, it's too loud and it's something that everybody can hear. Rav Yosef says, why don't you say because of Shvi's is kalim, you need your kalim to rest, and that rechaim is going to be going Hashem. Everything I told you, you have to keep. Even your kalim have to keep it. You're right. It's not because of Shemash Mas Kol, it's because of Shvi's is kalim, because the kalim, right, have to be resting on Shabbos. Right now that you're saying the Vesel holds that Shvi's is kalim is del Raisa, and it comes from a pasuk in the Torah and Shmos Chav Gimel, covers the Mugmar, my time is short, then why in the world would he allow sulfur? Why would he allow Mugmar to be done under the kalim in order to finish off the kalim? Why would he mark and mice? And the answer is because you're not doing anything in that case. The grinding mill you are, but this you're not. Onishal pishu my time isharos. So why would he allow the little strips of flax? Shun the love in mice. Menach nicha. Because again, you're not really doing anything. You're just sitting one on top of the other, right? That's all you're doing by the onishal pishu. It's the exact same thing. You're not really doing anything, and that's why he's going to monitor it. But this was chayv over dug into kavin mice my time isharos. What about traps of wild animals, birds, and fish? Why would you be allowed to do that? Hasanami, but lech of a koku to look kavin mice. It's with a hook or a bottle or something like that, but you're not doing anything. And that's the reason why Hashem or Ravosha or Ravasi Montanish Viz Kalim Del Rice Vishamai Hivlo Besilo. But after Ravosha said in the Nimir Vasi that the only person who said Shviz Kalim is Del Rice is Beshamai not Besilo, the Beshamai being covered mice of in the low covered mice usher. According to Beshamai, whether you're doing a mice or not, it would still be usher because he's the one that says Shviz Kalim is officially usher of Besilo. I forgot to covered mice, Sharu. And a base corner of Besilo, even if you did a mice before Shabbos, right, it's still going to be Matasha Martel Beshamai. I forgot to love in mice usher. But now, he said according to Beshamai that even if you don't do a mice, it's going to be usher. So I don't understand. Mugmar and Gufris, my time is Shor Beshamai. Why would Beshamai ever allow Mugmar and Gufris? You're not doing anything, but still, it should be in this category. So the Gemara answers in Yichasim Aveis, Hasim Manacha Ara. You just put it on the ground, and then you put Kalim near it, right? And it just happened to hit the Kalim. Gigis Venerva Kadeva Shvud, Maitama Shor Beshamai. Okay, but what about the other cases? Like Gigis is a case, a barrel of beer. Can't pour it onto the ground itself, and everything is happening inside there. It's sort of like you're allowing it to. So to a Ner that's Dolik on Shabbos, it remains all Shabbos long. So to something cooking on top of a flame or whatever it is, even if there's a black there, or a shvud, right, which is a spit that's placed inside a tenor and allowing something to cook, right, why would Beishamay matter all that? So we say, demafklu afkuri. It must be their mafka the kelim, and therefore you're not mitzuval to shvisaso, and that's the reason why it's going to be okay. That a woman should not fill up a kedera filled with these asasios, these different types of whatever little grit stuff and lupine, and leave it inside a tenor of Shabbos and Chashiach on Friday. And if she does, then a motzei Shabbos is also to use as long as it took to be able to make it in the first place. How do we know that that's true over there? Because you're benefiting from Maisa Shabbos. A baker shouldn't fill up a barrel full of water and put it inside an oven. So too, if Motzei Shabbos, you can't use it for as long as it takes in order to make it in the first place. It sounds like it's Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel matter. There's no such thing as Shvi'is Kelim Afilu Beis Hillel. It's a gzera because we're worried about Shammai Echate B'Kachalon. So why isn't there a gzera by Mugmer and Gafir? So also, it's the same basic idea. You're not going to mix around the Mugmer and Gafir in order to make this small letter, because then there's going to be too much ashes and smoke in the air, and it's bad for the kelim. Onshel pishnami is fine, but we should make a gzera by the onshel pishnami, these strips of flax. Also given to kashulu zika, no, you're not going to open anything up because it's really bad for the wind to get in there, except for you wouldn't open up in order to move around the coals on the bottom. Seven liorin leagues are, what about wool that you put inside a pot? You should also make the gzera. It's a pot that's off the fire, it's still boiling, so you kept it in there, but it's off the fire. Maybe you're going to mix inside. You're going to put a spoon in there and mix it around. No. It's uprooted. Off the fire, it's also covered. Now that we say it's such a concept, you might move around the coals. This raw kedera, then it's mutter to put Erev Shabbos up right by dark, right into a tenor, because it's all raw, right? That's going to be mutter. We're not worried about you coming to do anything that night. My time I came to the Lord, you're not able to eat it that night. Now you're going to remove your mind from it. You won't be able to move around the coals, or you won't. Well, right? That's if it's really cooked, then it's also okay. But if it's somewhat cooked, then it's also should be garma chaya. But if you throw in a raw bone to take your mind off it, shapidami, then it's good. Right now that we're saying that any time that wind is bad for you, you wouldn't open up the pot. It's okay if you have a meat of a goat and you seal it up. That's okay. The bark of a sharik, if it's ram meat and you don't seal it up, then it's going to be also the gavel sharik, the bark of a sharik, ravashi sharik. If it's the opposite, where it's goat meat that you did not seal and ram meat that you did seal, Ravashi says it's mutter, you don't have to worry about it. Ravashi says it's going to be also Ravashi Deshari. You shouldn't be roasting any meat, onions, or eggs, only if you could roast it from the day, you know, while it's still day. And that's not in this case, this is already going on. Hasan Debarcho Velo Sharik. Over there, right, we're talking about that basar, we're talking about ram meat that was not sharik, that was not sealed up, and that's the reason why I said it the way, but not all meat is like that. When it's goat meat, don't worry about whether it's sealed or not. Debarcha, whether it's ram meat, nami v'sharik shabidami, if it's sealed, then you're fine. Keep looking at debarcha v'lo sharik. Ravashi shari, yirmi adivti yasri, Ravashi says it's still mutter, yirmi adivti says it's also Ravashi shari. Intol and basar bayel batzol obeya, agadishul v'yom, what are you going to do with this price? So it says clearly there's something of basar. It's going to be also husband bisar gomri. That's talking about meat on top of coals, not in actual pots. Ravina, high karachai shaper dummy. When it comes to raw pumpkin, yeah, you're perfectly fine. Kim in the kashul ezikul, give bisar the gadi dummy because air is really bad for it. Therefore, it's like the meat of goats, and you don't have to worry. Beshamarei mochrin. So turn ravana. Beshamarei lo yuka adam chapsel and achav v'lashim lo v'liyoven v'liyton lo matana like the shegi l'beis. Do not sell any chafetzim to a goy on erev Shabbos if he's not going to be able to bring it back before Shabbos, and you can't lend him anything. You can't let him borrow anything, right? Lend him an object or give him money. Well, and don't give him a gift. Unless he'll be able to make it to his house before Shabbos. As long as he can get to a house near the wall of another city where the goy lives there, that's good, because then he could just leave it there in theory. As soon as he leaves the door of your house, we don't care. Rabbi Kiva is really explaining Beis Hillel. Says Rabbi Yosef, there's no difference between them. Two dots. says you can't sell your chametz to a guy unless you know that he's going to eat it all before Pesach starts. That's what Bishamai says. No. If you can eat it, you can sell it. And it doesn't matter when he eats it. Rabbi Yehuda says, top of the daf in Yitzchak Menal, Kutil Bavli. Anything that's like Kutil Bavli is this milchic dish that they use as like a dip. And Komini Kutach, Aser, Limkor, Lam, Yom Kodim Pesach. You can't sell 30 days before Pesach because there's no way he's going to use it up. It takes a long time for it to go. Tan Rabbanan, Nosim Vesolim Sunei Akela B'Chatzar. You can put food in front of a dog inside a Chatzar, not Levi Yatza. If he takes it and he goes, and he's Gakla, we don't care. Kiyosibo, Nosim Vesolim Sunei Akela B'Chatzar. You can put food in front of a non-Jew in a Chatzar, not Levi Yatza. If he takes it and goes, and he's Gakla, we don't care. Hafzulam Lianuach, isn't that the same thing? Whether you give it to a dog or a non-Jew for him to take it away, he took it away, and that's that. Maybe the dog is upon you to take care of, but the non-Jew is not. Kamashmala, and everything's not on you. You don't have to worry about it. As soon as he walks out with it, you have no issues whatsoever. On the two dots, six lines, seven lines down in your testament, Aleph.